Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening. Tuesday night in Lansing, Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Thank you very much for joining us on today's show. Phone users who connect to the 4G network, like the ones here in Lansing, finding that their phone batteries are dying faster than ever. Why is that, and how quickly are these super fast networks being built out? We'll find out. And while it's hard to be optimistic about the housing market, home builders are now seeing some very positive signs in several Michigan cities, including Lansing. I'll talk to the head of the Michigan Association of Home Builders about what's behind that. But first, our roads and bridges. We use them every day, but are we willing to pay 9 cents more per gallon of gas and $60 more each year for vehicle registration fees to maintain them? That's something lawmakers are trying to figure out. One of them is State Senator Tom Casperson, a Republican from Escanaba. He's the chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee, and he joins me now. Thanks for coming on the program, Senator.
Good to be here.
So what is happening at the moment? We hear a lot about how we need more funding for roads and bridges. Are repairs and maintenance projects just not happening at all at the moment?
There's projects happening, but what's happening is we're falling behind on them and losing ground. And at the end of the day, you might see some projects and see things moving forward, but the total infrastructure we're falling backwards on. And the longer that happens, the more expensive it'll be to try and get this thing back up and running. So we have to address it. We have to talk about it at least and get it out there to the folks. And at the end of the day, I think some decisions ultimately are going to have to be made if we're going to fix this long term.
I know there was talk of the fact that we're in jeopardy of losing $700 million in federal funding for our roads. Is that still the case?
Well, we think we might have found some ways we can shore that up, but it's just troubling that we're right on the edge like that, standing to lose that kind of money. And those are part of the problems that we're faced with right now. That's how tight we're cutting it. And so at the end of the day, we can continue down this path, but it's like almost like a piecemeal situation where we're plugging holes in the dike trying to survive, but it's not really fixing the total problem.
Well, it is election year, and it sounds like this kind of a plan would be unpopular among many struggling Michigan families. Do you think the House will be willing to move legislation that calls for these kinds of price hikes this year?
I don't know, because I think I heard you mention earlier about a 9 cent gas tax increase, and the way I've looked at it, at least what's been presented so far, there's a lot of ideas on the table, and I think for us it's more to just start talking about the different ways that could be fixed versus we don't have something definite right now to say this is the way we go, and for good reason. You mentioned the matching funds. There's a bill in the Senate floor right now, Senator Prose has it, that would address that issue, and what it does is it addresses the 6% sales tax on gasoline, which not one dime of it goes towards the highways, and unfortunately a lot of folks believe it all goes to the highways, and it doesn't. So his bill would take a percentage of that we can deal with statutorily, and says and designates it for the roads, and more specifically towards that match. That's an example of how we're trying to shore up some of the holes we've got, but that only shores up the match, and at the end of the day, we need to be thinking long-term. And so really, I think everything's on the table to talk about, but I have not heard anybody proposing or crafting legislation to raise the gas tax 9 cents, and that would solve it, because it really wouldn't. It would just be a short-term fix.
Well, if you're traveling on the highway, certainly at any summer, you'll see plenty of work being done. It seems generally that our highways are in good shape. I mean, where are the real problems when it comes to our roads?
Well, some of the problems would be where you look at our bridge infrastructure. I know down in southeast Michigan, we've got areas where they've actually put plywood up underneath, trying to capture and strapped it in place to try and capture any falling debris, the cement falling on vehicles. I think for a state, we should think that's unacceptable, I think. So there's a problem. The bridge will last for a while longer, but the underneath, the cement is crumbling because it's old and it's time to be replaced.
When it comes to the roads, are we talking about local roads then?
Actually, all the above. I mean, when you look at our county road system, the county road commissions, and them trying to keep up with the side roads, I know where I come from, they're actually looking at some of the roads now to turn them back into gravel because the money's just not there to resurface. And they've patched the hole so many times that it's become so rough, they've decided that maybe the answer is to just turn it over to gravel, mm-hmm. and then they can go in once in a while with a grader and shore it up. So on the county roads, on the side roads, we're having some of those issues. And really, that's, I just feel like that's, we're going backwards, not forward, mm-hmm. When we do that kind of stuff. And you know, like we said earlier, there is construction going on. We're seeing maintenance and stuff. We're seeing some blacktopping and those type of activities, but we're really not addressing the heart of some of the issues. And mm-hmm. the bigger problem then is if the state's coming back, if we do need some infrastructure improvements, we're not in a good position to be able to do it.
I'm talking to State Senator Tom Casperson, Republican from Escanaba, chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee. Well, you ask any city leader, and he'll point right away to the fact that the cuts to the revenue sharing program is where the problem is locally, and that's caused no money for road repairs locally. Is that not a big problem, and shouldn't some of the funds be returned to the revenue sharing program so local communities can fix their roads?
Well, I think I'm not so sure about the revenue sharing as far as unless they're talking about maybe using some of that if they're using it for matches, but the match to get some more funding. But the Act 51 is a formula that's used that disperses the money to the locals, to the counties, and then ultimately to the state. So that has worked when we've had enough money to put down through the formula. But when you're falling short on dollars to fix your total infrastructure, you can run the money through the formula all you want. If there's not enough money going through it, everybody's falling short. So mm-hmm. our local people are getting money. They're getting it through Act 51, but we're just not getting enough through for everybody.
What about the business community that would also be using these roads and is using these roads? They got a major tax break in this last budget. Some people point to the fact that we've had already cuts in services. We have a tax on pensions. So citizens are already paying a lot of money. Shouldn't the business community somehow step up to help in this?
Sure. If you look at the tax break overall, I can make a case where actually some of the bigger companies are actually paying more in taxes because we took away some of the loopholes that were involved where they got tax breaks over other entities. So the governor leveled that playing field. If we're talking about the small business folks in the state of Michigan and the tax break that we're talking about there, I heard both sides of the aisle make the argument in the last election that if we're going to have jobs, we have to have a fair business climate in the state of Michigan, mm-hmm. and our small business people need to be shored up. So what I think we did was, if you go back to, I believe it was 07, when we raised the taxes on business people in Michigan, we created what I believe to be one of the worst taxes in the country. And we attacked small business people, and it did. We saw the results of that because no growth, no job growth, and we actually had businesses leaving the state of Michigan. I had several in the Upper Peninsula that left.
But when it comes to, in terms of funding the roads, that you're saying ultimately there's not a question of where it's going to come from. It's going to come from the vast majority of the residents of Michigan, and likely through an increase in the gas tax.
Well, or how we tax it, and that's part of the problem right now. And we've got, you know, so I've had, and the reason I say that is because I've actually had people question me and telling me that Michigan has one of the largest gas taxes assessed against the people here right now. And to a degree, that's true, but they also believe that every dime of it goes to the roads, and that's where it's not true, and in the public, in many cases, doesn't realize that. We have 19 cents a gallon on the gas right now that goes to the roads. The 6% sales tax, if you're looking at, it was up to $4 a gallon, mm-hmm. That's 24 cents a gallon in a tax that is more than actually we have on the road tax, and every dime of that goes somewhere else. It doesn't go to the roads, and some of that's constitutional. And it's created a problem for us because how do we compete with these states around us when you've got that much tax on gasoline, mm-hmm. but better, almost half of it or better is going somewhere else and not to the roads?
State Representative Rick Olson did a study. He says this has to happen immediately. Otherwise, the cost of fixing our infrastructure is going to be vastly more expensive. Now, is this going to move this year then? I mean, does this decision on bringing, you know, increasing the tax on gas, increasing registration fees, will that have to be instituted this year?
Right now, as far as the fee on registration still up for grabs, whether we're even moving that. It's right at this point, it's only up for discussion. As far as the gas tax itself, again, I think we're a ways away from that yet, because we've got to decide, I believe, what direction we're going to go in. Are we going to stay with a gas tax that is 19 cents right now, and we're just going to increase that gas tax? Are we, Senator Walker has a proposal right now, a 1% sales tax, and do away with the gas tax. So literally shift how we're taxing the gasoline, get rid of the way it is now and go to a different system that's spread out more.
We could push this off for another year or two, you're saying?
Yeah. I think we gotta have the discussion, because, you know, as I said, I'm getting calls and I understand it. I understand it. People are very frustrated if they think that the only thing we're going to do here is just raise the gas tax and think the problem's solved. One of the things we need to look at, and I think we need to lead with, is reform. MDOT has been doing some restructuring. I think they can do more. Mm-hmm. We're going to be announcing that, and we're going to have some hearings so the people can see what's going on here right now. In other words, just to get more money and keep spending the way we're spending, I'm not one that agrees with that either. I think we need to do the best we can with what we've got, and I think we can do it better.
Well, first cost-cutting and then finding some revenue sources. Republican State Senator Tom Casperson of Escanaba, Chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up,